The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's start the final hour here on a pain-free Friday with my boy from the Maxwell Football Club, Rich Sermonello.
Hey, Scotty, I know you're as excited about week four as I am. This is going to be the biggest weekend so far in college football, maybe the entire season. I mean, there's great matchups up and down the card. And I'm going to call it from the Maxwell spotlight perspective. There's a chance for some early separation Saturday opportunity for a handful of quarterbacks. Sam Hartman at Notre Dame facing Ohio State. Jordan Travis of Florida State going into Clemson. And then a sneaky one, Colorado going to Oregon. Everybody's been talking about Shedeur Sanders and Colorado and Deion and that great start for the Buffaloes. But what about Bo Nix? Everybody has forgotten about Bo Nix. He's going to have an opportunity for his chance to say, hey, I'm here and I'm going to contend for the Maxwell Award all year long. Let's start with Sam Hartman. This is why he came to Notre Dame, to have this kind of a game. Ohio State, coming into South Bend, this is a battle of top 10 teams. Hartman, 13 touchdown passes got so far this year, no interceptions, but he has not faced the defense like Ohio State. It's interesting because we have spent the month, you know, wondering about Kyle McCord, the quarterback of Ohio State. Is that offense taking a step back? But Jim Knowles' defense, year two with Knowles as the defensive coordinator, three games in, they've allowed just 20 points and held Western Kentucky, a high-powered Group of Five offense, to just 10 points last week. So this is going to be a huge challenge for Sam Hartman. He's played big games, Scott, in the past in the ACC. He's faced the Florida States, the Clemsons. But Ohio State coming into town primetime, everybody watching, this is going to be a huge opportunity for Sam Hartman. Number two, Jordan Travis. Love this game against Clemson. Travis is 0-2 in his career against the Tigers. This is his second chance this month. We talked earlier this month about the opportunity that he had in week one against another Tiger, LSU Tigers. He plays great. He accounts for 5 touchdown passes. Really makes a statement in that big 45-24 win over LSU. Now he's got a second chance. Florida State, you're the cream of the crop in the ACC. Go out and prove it against the Clemson defense. And I'm going to revisit this Bo Nix angle. I'm going to talk a lot about this on Saturday. Bo Nix, to me, is a serious contender for the Maxwell Award. And now he's got a chance. Everybody's watching Colorado. Everybody's talking Colorado. Everybody's talking Shedeur Sanders. And for good reason. But this is Bo Nix's chance to outshine the Buffaloes, have a huge effort against that defense. Watch Bo Nix. I think this is going to be his weekend when it comes to separation Saturday for these quarterbacks.
Rich, great stuff, as always. Rich Sermonello. Carver High, I got to tell you, listen, the one thing that he talked about is that that Buckeye defense means business. Like, Hartman has his work cut out for him. If Notre Dame, you know, why are they dogs? Because of Ohio State's defense. You're right. Ohio State's offense, now, when they run up 56 or whatever, 66 on everybody, I'm not buying that. They're playing cream puffs. Now they're playing Notre Dame. I think they're going to come down to earth against Notre Dame. Last year's game was low scoring. This is a defensive game for Ohio State. Their job is to go in and stop Hartman. And if they do that, if they pick him off, if they don't let him go off, Notre Dame's going to have a hard time beating that team. And I'll tell you, this other game is so crazy. The game at Outson with Oregon. Last week I was all over Colorado State. You know that. I said they're going to cover that big number. And then I'm telling you, I'm not sure I want anything to do with this football game at all, Colorado and Oregon. Let them go at it. I don't want to have to cover three touchdowns against anybody. But if anyone can do it, it's this Duck offense that scores 58 a week.
Yeah, I think it's just the over for me. I think that Oregon's going to be able to score a lot of points on Colorado. And Sanders just showed me that he's going to be able to put points up on the board. So I think the safest way to go is to just, you want to have a little fun with the game, root for a ton of points. I think the over 70.5 is probably it. These other games, Clemson and Florida State, of course, at Clemson. He said that Travis is 0-2 against Clemson in his career. Yeah, he's going to make it 0-3. Tomorrow. I like Clemson, Scotty, outright. They're getting 2.5 at home against Florida State. I already told you I think Ole Miss is going to beat Bama. It's down to 6.5. And at night, the whiteout in Happy Valley. Penn State's had problems with Iowa in the past. 14.5 for this game tomorrow night.
Well, first of all, Clemson has been unimpressive, but Florida State was unimpressive escaping Chestnut Hill 31-29 last week. If they play like that in Death Valley, they'll lose the game to Clemson. But I believe that Florida State is flat out better than Clemson this year, and that's just all there is to it. I think Travis is better. I think I don't like Klubnik. I don't like this Clemson offense at all. They're talking about Clemson's defense. What, the one that I've already seen lose? I'm not interested in them. I don't think they're that good, to be honest with you. And then Iowa and Penn State. Penn State's not losing this game in Happy Valley. It all boils down to that number of 14.5. Iowa's got a defense, but I still think Penn State gets it done against the Hawkeyes in University Park.
Yeah, I think obviously a very good team, Penn State. I'm interested when they start to play some of the heavies like Michigan and Ohio State. All right, speaking of Michigan, Scotty, they will get Jim Harbaugh back on the sidelines tomorrow against Rutgers. He missed the first 3 games. Michigan 0-3 against the spread with some big numbers. Scotty, Rutgers 3-0. 3-0 against the spread. They've covered all these games. Now they're getting 24.5 at the Big House, a noon East kickoff. Oklahoma will visit Cincinnati, the first Big 12 game for the Bearcats. Auburn and Texas A&M in College Station. Utah is going to get Cam Rising back against UCLA. That's now gone to 6.5. And Miami taking a trip to the Link to face Temple, Scotty, laying 23.5. That's going to be real bad weather tomorrow in Philadelphia for that Miami-Temple game.
Yeah, I like the under there, and I don't like them to cover that big, fat number. If I could see those other games again, that would be helpful. I think Rutgers is live at 24. Harbaugh on the sideline. A lot of people think they're going to finally show up for a game because they've been scoring about 30 a week. If that's all they put up against Rutgers, because Rutgers has been tough, then Rutgers will cover. Cincinnati at 14 and a hook at home might be a bye. I think it's Oklahoma's first real test going to the Queen City. Auburn and A&M. I think A&M gets it done at Kyle Field. I'm very interested in UCLA and Utah. I think the Bruins are as good as Utah. The problem is Rising, I think, is coming back in this game tomorrow, and he's a really good quarterback. So them winning by 6 is very doable at Rice-Eccles. And like I said, the under in the typhoon in Philly tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be pouring rain all day. The Canes don't know what to do with that. I like the under in that game.
All right, when we come back, a lot to do. I got two more racks of games for you in college. I have to play you this Kenny Dillingham audio, and then we have all the baseball that we have to get in as well. So there's a lot of things to do before you get to Adam Kaplan when we come back.
This is insanity. I love all these college games. There's so many gems out there to ride with. Go to ProAndAdvance.com for all my action.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tell you this BetMGM first bet $1,500 offer is sickening. Everybody's talking about it. For all new account users, download the BetMGM app on iOS or in the Play Store for Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Open your account, put at least $10 in there, place your first wager, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. So if the bet does lose, your bonus bets are going to be available once the wager is settled. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. We've been hot all week, Carver High. Steelers on Monday night. Niners last night. Georgia State last night. Last Friday night, the military daily double hitting Army and Air Force. Hit both games. So football has been my lover. Let's keep rolling here.
Yeah, let's go. We got a lot more to do. Next rack of games. Big 12 opener also for BYU, Scotty. They go on the road to Lawrence to face Kansas. Now, riddle me this. They just won outright on the road against Arkansas last week, right? Don't you think they're getting a lot of points in Kansas for a team that, I know it's back-to-back road games. That seems like a lot for BYU, considering how well they just played against Arkansas and they're playing Kansas this week. Texas Tech visits West Virginia to open up Big 12 play. Arkansas getting 17.5. Down in the Bayou against LSU. Great game in Pullman between the Beavers and the Cougars. Ooh. Beavers, the road favorites, -3. Texas laying a fat number in Waco against Baylor.
They don't play well in Waco, and that number might be a juicy baconator right there. I like the game in Pullman, I'm on the Cougs. Give me the points in Pullman. I like LSU. The number's huge, but I think LSU is going to do Arkansas. I think West Virginia is going to win outright in Morgantown. And I said they were going to win last week, and they did. And I think the number's way too high for BYU. Not only do they cover, they win in Lawrence.
Whoa. Whoa. The outright. Lot of doggies barking here. Finally, Memphis and Missouri are going to get together in St. Louis, Sky. They're playing at the old dump where the Rams used to play. So that one is 6.5 right now. I think the Cook is questionable for Missouri, the quarterback. Mississippi State visits South Carolina. North Carolina visits Pitt. Pitt has been awful. That dude Jakovic threw 3 picks last week in the backyard brawl against West Virginia. He is awful. USC is laying 5 touchdowns almost at Arizona State. I've got more on that for you in a moment. And Cal getting 20.5 against Penix and the Huskies up at Washington.
I love Penix. I love this offense. I think they roll the Bears in Husky Stadium big. USC is going to beat the snot out of Arizona State because they're awful. I like North Carolina to go into Pittsburgh and win that game by at least 2 touchdowns. I think South Carolina and Spencer Rattler beat Mississippi State by a touchdown, at least in Columbia. And I think Memphis covers the number against Missouri. I think the game in St. Louis will be decided by a field goal.
Now, going back to this USC-Arizona State game, I got to give you this. So here's Arizona State head coach Kenny Dillingham. Of course, he's in his first year on the job, young guy, first head coaching gig. You know, the school's been a mess the last couple of years. They're getting 5 touchdowns here at home against USC, mighty USC. So I guess Kenny got a little upset that people think his team's just going to lay down on Saturday night against the Trojans. Here's Kenny.
If you don't expect to win every game, you got a problem. I don't care if I'm playing Michael Jordan in basketball. I'm not playing him to lose. Otherwise, why would I play? I'm not just going to play because it's fun. No, what's fun is competing to win. So you're playing to win. That's it. And if you don't, whatever happens after the game, it doesn't matter. You then watch the tape, and you get better, and you grow, and you get better, and you grow, and get better. And eventually, right, Saturday nights are going to feel better. But if you don't take the field and you expect to win the football game, something's wrong. You should expect to win. You should. That's, otherwise, you shouldn't be on the field.
My man looks Isn't like he's been out in the desert eating peyote. I like him. He is completely lit.
Your boy Kenny D. I hope he hangs around. I hope he hangs around. I mean, he ain't beating USC tomorrow night, but I hope he's got the job for a little while, because that guy is fun. I could use a few more press conferences like that from Kenny Dillingham out at Arizona State.
What a mess Herm left behind, the bloodletting that he left behind. It was like a murder scene. Send in CSI.
The Cubs beat the Rockies this afternoon at Wrigley 6-0 as we now transition to the baseball. I've got about 5 minutes to get all the baseball in, Scotty. Let's go. Braves put Max Fried on the IL with a finger injury, although he'll allegedly be back for the playoffs. I'll believe it when I see it. We will start in Miami, where the Brewers are visiting the Marlins this weekend. Corbin Burns is on the mound for the Brew Crew. They are minus 145 road favorites. The Fish plus 120 at home.
I like Burns and the Brewers tonight in Miami. This guy's stuff is filthy.
Jackson and Abbott in Cincinnati. The Buccos are in town. Reds minus 165, plus 140 for the Pirates. 9.5 the total.
I got to tell you, I mean, the Pirates just keep winning. I'll take that buck 35 with the Bucks after they just took two from the Cubs and spanked their ass at Wrigley.
They certainly did. Blue Jays are in Tampa this weekend. The Bassett Hound gets the ball tonight against Tyler Glasnow. Minus 155 for the Rays, plus 125 for the Jays, 7.5.
I just like the way the Rays are battling to the end, and I love Glasnow.
The Yankees are going to have Weaver on the mound tonight. Who is pitching for the Yankees tonight? Dreamweaver back on the hill for them. The Diamondbacks, of course, will be there against them. Fat is going for them. They're minus 115, slight road favorites.
Listen, they were, I think Weaver used to pitch for the Diamondbacks. They're playing great baseball right now, playoff baseball. The Yankees are toast. I'm on Arizona tonight. I got them this morning and betted at plus a buck five, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. Maybe I got him at a buck eight even. I'm not certain, but I definitely got him. I can look and tell you, but I'm on Arizona. I'll tell you that much.
Yankees pulling guys off the street here in the final weeks of the season.
A buck eight,
Tyler Megill and Taijuan Walker in Philly for the Mets and the Phillies. Phillies minus 160, flat nine the total.
Again, a Phillies. I am surprised that last night they beat them by one run. The Mets, like I said, their season ended 2 months ago, but now they're winning almost every night and giving people problems. So Philly, barely. I wouldn't run line it. I'd just money line it.
Orioles are still in Cleveland. Dean Kramer goes for them tonight. Shane Bieber back for the Guardians, and they're minus 120 at home. Orioles even money on the road, Scotty, flat eight.
I got to take that even money and run with it because there's so much on the line for the Orioles. They have to win. They got to keep that lead over the Rays intact. They cannot screw this up against the Guards in Cleveland this weekend. I'll take Baltimore.
Monster weekend in Arlington for the Mariners and the Rangers. Miller and Dunning open the series. Rangers minus 125, Mariners plus 105, 9.5.
I mean, they beat them 6 of 7, right? I'm on Dunning and the Rangers tonight. They've owned Seattle this year. Let's see if they can keep it going this weekend at Globe.
The Royals visit the Astros. Remember last weekend they took 2 out of 3 in Kansas City. Framber Valdez tonight in Houston this time. Raggins goes for KC. Minus 225 for the Stros, plus 180 for the Royals.
I mean, this is a run line situation for me. I'm on Houston. I'll lay the 1.5 at minus a buck five. I think they'll win easily.
Giants and the Dodgers. Ferguson for LA, minus 165. Giants have Manaea, plus 140, flat nine.
Again, Dodgers minus a 1.5 at plus a buck 18. The Giants are finished.
And here's the rest of the scraps. The Braves are in D.C. against the Nats. White Sox and the Red Sox get together. Angels and Twins, Tigers and A's, Cards and the Padres in San Diego.
I'm on Braves, Red Sox, Twins, Tigers, and the Padres. We want the Padres to win every game and finish a half game out of the wild card. That's our goal.
They might do that if they won every game between now and next Sunday. That they could accomplish that and finish just a half game out.
That would be such an epic fail.
Standing. There you go. You got all the baseball in and the college football. So that's always good.
Now a double shot with Busta capping your ass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Adam Kaplan is our NFL insider. He was on yesterday almost nailing the score of the Niners-Giants game, trying to screw me on my over 36.5, as he called it.
Got it.
30-6 Niners. Thank God I had the 42 and the over 36.5. 30-12 the final, as Cap tried to take money from me. It's unbelievable, this guy trying to shaft me. All right, Cap, what'd you think of the game? You almost nailed it.
Yeah, look, we knew coming in this should be a blowout. I give the Giants credit. The game was actually pretty close, as you know. They made it a game for a while, but reality hit. Their inability, Farrell, to get the ball downfield, even when things were protected well. They didn't they didn't give up like 15 sacks. They gave up two. They gave up just 6 quarterback hits. And when you really look at it, the pressure wasn't the issue. They couldn't run the ball. We knew they couldn't run it without Barkley. That was an issue. When it was protected well, you could clearly see they have a lack of developed talent at the wide receiver position. They've got 6 or 7 guys who can catch the football. Waller didn't make any big plays. He had a drop in the game. He didn't make plays like we expected. They just could not get anything done on offense. And quite frankly, defensively, it was even worse. I do not understand the lack of tackling. We could talk all we want about teams don't take players to the ground. There's not a lot of tackling in training camp, and a lot of starters don't play in the preseason. But here's the problem. You can't make excuses here. They did not have injury issues at inside linebacker or defensive tackle. The Giants didn't. And these last 2 weeks, they've given up nearly 300 yards rushing. James Conner for the Cardinals, in that big lead that the Cardinals had until they lost it, of course, in the fourth quarter, Conner had over 100 yards. Last night, McCaffrey had a great game. No question. Of course, they pulled him late because they didn't need him. So the Giants have to get themselves really righted here. Now, they've got this so-called mini bye here. They've got some time off. They don't play until next Monday night at home against the visiting Seahawks. They got to get themselves righted. This has been really disappointing, this team. They really should be 0-3. Let's call it like it is. Why did I think they get blown out? Because they don't match up well with the 49ers. They just don't do anything well. Like, when you look at this football team, what do they really do well? What could you hang your hat on? When you analyze football teams, Farrell, what do you see with this Giant team? What do they really do well?
Well, the only thing that they do well, they didn't do enough of last night, and it's let Jones bust off runs. Yeah. And then my question to you is, I think Dable's a good coach. I really do. Now, they're going to have this time to get ready for this game. They responded in Arizona after being down 20, had a huge second half, saved their season. Now they've lost again on 3 days rest. Very difficult to play a team like the Niners. Now they have time to get ready for Seattle. But I thought Geno looked really good in the game in Ford Field. Do you think that the Giants will be able to stop Geno and that Seattle attack?
Couple things. You talk about Seattle. They will host the Panthers. Seattle's without two of their top three corners for this game. Yes, they should still beat Carolina. But the fact of the matter is that the Giants have to figure things out here. They're very lucky the NFC isn't great. They're still in it for a wild card spot. They're obviously not going to – they have no chance to win the division. Let's call it like it is. It's between the Eagles and the Cowboys, if we're being realistic here. But they got to get their passing game going. And you made a really good point. In fact, Brian Dable was asked Friday about that, and Dable said they had the designed quarterback runs in the game plan, but they couldn't get to them. But, man, without his ability to run the football, and you know he's got tremendous straight line speed, they had nothing going on here. Think about this. Jones drops back 32 times in this game. He only puts up 137 yards. That's embarrassing. And their inability to get the ball downfield when things were protected was very disappointing. And they got what they deserved. They played a poor game. They lost by 18. I told you they were going to get blown out. They did. I give them credit for hanging in the first half. But the reality is, Farrell, second half, without Barkley, this is where not having Barkley. And by the way, Barkley said, he indicated last night, to Amazon that the ankle injury is a little bit worse than people know. So he'll have time to get that ankle ready, but they've got to figure out a way to get that running game going. And it's not just Barkley. You make a great point. They got to get Jones going on the ground.
So the big story heading into Sunday's games, frankly, at the very least for the Eastern Seaboard, is this cyclone and bad weather for at least three games guaranteed.
Yeah, so it's the Ravens hosting Colts. That's one, because remember, all of us out east, whether you're in New Jersey, where the Jets will host the Patriots late Sunday afternoon, in Landover, Maryland, where the Commandos will host the Bills. Those three games will absolutely be impacted by rain. I don't see it. Sometimes you see a forecast Friday and they change it. I doubt it. Now, talking to coaches about rain, they tell me two things. Will it rain the entire game? Will it be half the game? And it's the veracity of the rain. How hard is it? And right. Obviously, wind is a big factor. So you have to look at those things coming in. And also, what kind of running game do you have? So we're going to get to the Colts game in a minute and with the Ravens. But the Jets now, they got to get Breece Hall going. The Patriots have had a good run defense, but they got to get Breece Hall going. And by the way, Dalvin Cook has not looked too good the first couple games back. He's a little rusty. Brian Robinson, by the way, looked great last week. He absolutely looked great in that big win on the road against the Broncos. He's their running back. We know what happened with him last year with those gunshot wounds, but he's recovered nicely. And the Bills have to get the running game going. It was good to see James Cook do well last week, but he's not a power runner who could really grind a lot of carries. Damian Harris was signed away, as we know, from the Patriots. You could grind carries, but you got to have a good running game in the rain. We've seen that. And ball security also. That's another thing that coaches always tell me. You don't want to give it to guys who don't have the ability to keep that ball secure. So we're going to keep an eye on that in those three games on the East Coast on Sunday.
Have you ever seen anything like the way the Patriots have owned the Jets 14 straight? That's crazy.
And quite frankly, Wilson did not play well against them last season. I don't care where you play this game. It's going to be very, very difficult. With the rain coming, though, you're going to see a lot of Breece Hall in this game. They cannot get behind against the Patriots. That's the bottom line, because Wilson has not shown the ability to come back at all. He got to stay ahead of the sticks. Last week, they couldn't get the run game going because they got behind very early. Save that one great throw to Garrett Wilson on that crosser. They've not done anything with Wilson in the passing game. So they cannot get behind in this game. And in that division now, when you look at it with the Rodgers injury, things have changed in that division. The Dolphins, though, they've kept Tua clean. They play, by the way, the Dolphins play the first home game of the season, and I'm looking forward to see what they do against those visiting Broncos on Sunday.
I want to talk about the Ravens for a second and all their problems, of which they had plenty of last week as well, and yet they still kicked the Bengals' ass in the jungle. And that is amazing. So I'm not falling for the Ravens hospital report from the nurses station, because they play great no matter who they have out on the field. It's the Belichick. Do your job. It doesn't matter who's in there. Just do your job as the role that you're intended to perform for us. And they just go out and execute and win. I think that game's going to be weather, sloppy, wet, wind. So I think it changes the dynamic of the game. I'm not falling for the injury report unless they're superstar players. Like when Kelce and Jones aren't playing, that's a factor. Oh, no yeah. Diggs, that's a factor. But they're playing an easy cupcake. The Ravens, I'm not buying their problems. They have no problems.
And by the way, one thing we should add with that, what you're alluding to. Yes, they've got three starters on offense, three starters on defense out for this game. Justice Hill is the number two running back, is out. It's going to be all Gus Edwards at running back, who's a power back. But they've dealt with significant injury issues the past two seasons. That's probably why, Pharrell, they handle this. It's nothing new for them. Now, they've got a new offensive coordinator. But look, it hasn't hurt at all. In fact, they're pretty well set up here. They're deep enough at receiver. Gus Edwards could handle a lot of volume at running back. They brought Kenyon Drake back. They'll add him off the practice squad for this game. I'm with you. I don't worry about him, by the way. For the Colts in this game, Anthony Richardson's out with his concussion. Gardner Minshew will start. Remember, Minshew with Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts for 2 years in Philly. So these guys know each other. He's a good veteran quarterback. And Ryan Kelly, the starting center's out with a concussion as well. You worry about that. But the bottom line is, the Ravens, I would agree with you. I don't see them having a problem this game. The issue that you have is ball security for both teams. And by the way, Zach Moss is the power back. He can handle a lot of volume. He did this for the Bills. He came over in that trade for the Bills last season. He did really well last week. In fact, Moss in this game should handle most of the carries. Last week, he handled every carry. Not a running back other than Moss got a carry for the Colts last week.
Bateman and Aguilar can do a fine job for Beckham. I think Minshew can handle this game. I'm not worried about this guy running the Colts offense, and they're getting a lot of points.
Yeah, when you look at this game, the Ravens are an 8.5-point favorite here. The over-under is 44.5. That's a lot of points in the rain. I'd be surprised if the Colts scored more than 14 points. Now, I'll give the Ravens this. They got starters out on defense at every level, but yet it doesn't seem to matter. They find a way to win. They're incredibly resilient. I got to give John Harbaugh credit. He's been through this. This is nothing new with injuries, and they seem to win. And it's not even a problem. Hey, they've had a nice schedule so far. They played a beat-up Bengals team. And by the way, Joe Burrow, we should mention, started working today. He didn't work yesterday. He started working today. We'll see what happens tomorrow with Burrow, and we'll talk more about this on Monday, about what the what Burrow looks like. But the bottom line here, because they got the Rams, by the way, but the bottom line for the Ravens is this. They're resilient. They handle every situation. That's why John Harbaugh is one of the top three coaches in the National Football League.
So the Lions have a big game with the Falcons. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Lions having all kinds of injury problems that are piling up right before this big game at Ford Field. We're going to talk about the Cowboys' life after Diggs for Dallas, a favorite to go on a deep run in the playoffs and maybe win the East over the Eagles. And we'll talk about the Eagles banged up for Monday night at Raymond James in Tampa. We got Adam Kaplan rolling with us, a double shot on a Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Many people believe that Adam Kaplan is like Biff from Back to the Future. He knows the scores of all games and Super Bowls for the next 40 years. So you're going to want to tune in on Sports Grid because it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Imagine the money you'd make if you knew the score of every game for the next 40 years, how you would do fiscally. I think quite well, young chap. All right. Lions hosting the Falcons. Looks like a good game on paper at Ford Field between these teams. The Falcons have been impressive. Got it done against the Packers. The Lions have some key injuries piling up.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why they're only a 3-point favorite, by the way, the over-under is 46, is because of all these injuries. Let's go over them because we're going to explain how they factor in. David Montgomery, their starting running back, with his right thigh bruise. Now, he is not officially out. He's doubtful, which means he's not expected to play, but he did a little bit of work, very limited today, but he did a little bit of work. There's an outside chance of the upgrade, and we're going to keep an eye on that tomorrow. But right now, they're planning for Jahmyr Gibbs, one of their two first-round picks, the first of their two first-round picks, to get the start. From talking to the Lions about Gibbs, Pharrell, one of the things that surprised them, and they didn't see this on tape at Alabama, is how physically he's run, and they love that about him. Now, the question is how much volume he could handle. They've also got Craig Reynolds, who's from my area back here in Philly. Craig Reynolds will be the number two running back. Taylor Decker's out, their left tackle. Vitae, one of their starting guards, he's out. I'm told it's probably going to be multiple weeks. Both safeties are out. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, torn pectoral muscle, will probably miss most, if not all, the season. He's one of the best coverage safeties in football. That is huge. And now this one just came out. Kerry Joseph, who's their other starting safety, Kirby Joseph, excuse me, is out with a hip injury. So both starting safeties are out. That's not good. Against a team, I know they want to run the football, but when they throw it, they've got good passing targets. So that does worry me a little bit. But the bottom line is, this is a very tight football game. The Falcons, by the way, come in very healthy, one of the healthiest teams in the National Football League, which is a big reason for all. They are a surprising 2-0. The battle of 2-0 teams, as you said, one of the best games of the week. The Falcons, by the way, last year, terrible on the road, 1-7. Arthur Smith, his first year, had a winning record. This is a big test for them, but very disappointed in how the Lions could not win that game, and they gave up a ton of points to the visiting Seahawks last week. This number is right. I think Vegas got this right. It's really, to me, a pick 'em. It's a really tough game to pick in Detroit.
So they had 8 road games last year. That means they got 9 this year, right? So it's even harder.
Yep. No doubt. But I give the Falcons credit. They found a way to come back last week. It looked like they were dead in the water against the Packers, down around 2 touchdowns, but they came back to close that game and shock the world and win it. Now we got to see emotionally, can they handle it? That's the, when you try to handicap games, it's teams that have to travel after an emotional win at home. They typically don't have it the next week, but I'd be very concerned about these injuries, two on the offensive line and also two in the secondary, both starting safeties out for the Lions in this game.
Yeah, and Ross St. Brown's got like a plate in his shoe for his turf toe. That's an issue for sure. Now let's talk about the Cowboys.
He's going to play, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
He is going to play, but don't tell me his toe's feeling good with that turf toe, because anyone that has it, it's a nightmare. Let's talk about the Cowboys, sans Diggs, because I think one of the things is people want to throw in the towel, the world's ending, it's the apocalypse. But the reality is, I mean, honestly, this kid Bland, didn't he have five picks last year? This kid can play, so are in suitable hands, to say the least.
All right, so Jaron Bland was their nickel last year. He was terrific, one of the best nickel corners in the league. Their plan is, as of now, for this game starting this week at the Cardinals, is to move Bland on the outside, filling in for Trayvon Diggs, who's out for the season with his torn ACL. And Jordan Lewis, who is a pretty physical corner, who was a third-round pick in 2017 for the Cowboys. Now, he missed their entire offseason rehabbing an injury. He played in his first game last week and played pretty well. He was their nickel before Bland was drafted, so he's going to be their nickel. This will work because Bland could play inside or outside, but obviously Diggs is a playmaker, one of the best young playmakers in the league. And look, this is tough, but the good thing for the Cowboys is they're very, very deep. They should not be tested against the Cardinals. The biggest test, the first big test without Diggs, is week five against the 49ers. That game also, by the way, will be the road. And you know Kyle Shanahan could scheme and find a way to exploit that. But I don't see it. Now, I give Josh Dobbs all the credit in the world for the Cardinals. He played very well last week against the Giants. It's not their fault that their defense collapsed. By the way, the Cowboys on the road at the Cardinals are a 12-point favorite. I don't think it matters. I know from talking to the Cardinals over the years, they try not to let the Cowboy fans get tickets, but somehow they get them. And I would agree, Pharrell, I don't see the Cowboys struggling in this game.
All right, let's talk about your Eagles going into Raymond James Monday night, a double dip, Rams and Bengals the other game, but the Eagles and Bucks featured attraction.
Hey, by the way, this game in Tampa, the Eagles have a season high 12 players listed on their injury report. However, they expect most will be available, but they're not going to have their nickel corner, Avante Maddox, who had surgery for a torn pectoral muscle, so he'll miss most, if not all, the season. That's big. He's one of the best nickels in the league. They don't really have anyone on the roster who's a viable nickel. James Bradbury, who's an outside corner who missed last week's game, he took some snaps in the slot in training camp just for this reason, in case Maddox, who's had a lot of injuries in his career, in case he got hurt. Well, he is hurt. So they used Mario Goodrich, who was an undrafted free agent last year. He played a majority of the snaps last week in the slot. He didn't play great. That's a concern. Reed Blankenship, one of their starting safeties who didn't play last week, he should be back with his ribs injury. Now, when you look at this matchup, and we're going to talk more about this on Monday, but one of the big matchups in this game is Chris Godwin, right? One of the best slot receivers in the National Football League. He's been playing more on the outside because they don't have the depth. So he's been playing more on the outside, and he could also play on the inside. For he's one of the best slot receivers last season. So knowing that the Eagles are down their slot corner, it would not surprise me if the Bucs move Godwin back on the inside. That's one matchup which we'll talk about on Monday. But again, the Eagles expect most of these players there, but the big thing is getting the running game going, which was incredible. Remember, they were down two running backs last week, but Kenny Gainwell is technically their starter, should be back for this game with his ribs injury. He is practicing, but you saw what DeAndre Swift did, 175 yards on the ground. And by the way, the Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. They've lost the last two games against the Bucs. They got handled 2 years ago in the playoffs against the Bucs. They also lost in the regular season against the Bucs in Philly in 2021. But remember, Tom Brady was the quarterback for those two games.
So Adam will be on the first hour of the show on Monday. He told me earlier that he wanted to get hammered before the kickoff. So usually he'd be on the last hour of the show. He said he wanted to start drinking whiskey right after he does his segment in the first hour of the show. So we're just going to let him do what he needs to do. It's better than that Femi green tea he drinks all the time. All right, Colts, Ravens, Ravens -8. Who do you like?
I like the Ravens to win this game. Now, you talk about the 8.5. This is a tough one, man. I don't like that number. I really, to be honest with you, because I think it's going to be somewhere between 7 and 10. The reason is Ravens, you got rainy weather. Minshew, I know, barely wants to be a starting quarterback someday in his career. Again, the Ravens will win this game. The Colts are going to go in and they're not going to go in and win. But they've been competitive. Hey, Farrell, they are 1-1. They found a way to be very competitive so far. They're a little bit more competitive than I expected. But the Ravens will find a way to win this game. Again, I don't know if they cover that 8.5.
Well, yeah, with the sloppy rain and wind, I'll take the 8.5. Tennessee and Cleveland. Tennessee's getting 3.5 in the dog pound.
Yeah, and this game right now does not look like it's going to have rain. Remember now, they got to change at running back. That worries me without Nick Chubb. Boy, which Ryan Tannehill are you going to get? The bad one in week one or the better one in week two? The Titans offensive line, this is why they're not going to win this game and the Browns will cover the number. Titans one of the worst offensive lines in football. The Browns now one of the best.
Detroit laying 3 to Atlanta at Ford.
Like the Falcons to pull off an upset here, win the game outright on the road.
New Orleans at Lambeau, Packers laying 1.
Like the Packers, and the Packers are hopeful that Christian Watson will come back, who is one of their top receivers for this game. A little worried about David Bakhtiari, who's dealing with this knee problem. Derek Carr has not looked great so far, to be honest with you, Farrell. Like Jordan Love, who's played great, really good football, by the way, 6 touchdown passes in his first 2 games. I like the Packers. I believe is this not their home debut?
It is.
And they will win this game and they'll cover.
Jacksonville at home laying 8 to Houston. Houston always plays well there.
They do, but here's the problem. Derek Stingley, he's not going to play one of their starting corners. That is big. The Jaguars could spread you out. They had some timing issues in their passing game last week. They'll be fine. And by the way, the Texans cannot run the ball to save their life. The Jaguars will win this game and they'll cover that number.
Denver at Miami, the Dolphins laying 6.5.
Yeah, and look, this is the Vic Fangio revenge game, the former Broncos head coach, now the Dolphins defensive coordinator. I'm a little bit worried about the Dolphins issue at wide receiver. Now, Waddle did work today, one of their starting receivers. He's got to get cleared. Tyreek Hill will play with his injury. That's not going to be a problem. I like the Dolphins to win this game. Russell Wilson's been inconsistent, but better than last season, but the Dolphins will win. What's the number again?
It's 6.5.
I like them to win between 7 and 10. The only issue I have with the Dolphins is that second corner. Remember now, without Jalen Ramsey, cornerback is not real deep for this football team.
Chargers and Vikings in mini. Vikings laying 1.
Should be a super high-scoring game. The Chargers, I don't know what's happened with their defense. Brandon Staley's not got this defense going. It's been very, very surprising. The Vikings, Brian Flores, they couldn't stop the run if their life depended on it last week. The Chargers, though, without Eckler, don't run the ball particularly well. This is, to me, a pick'em game. This is going to be super high scoring. This game is going to go over the total.
Pats minus 2.5 at the Jets.
Until Zach Wilson shows me he could play competent football and show he could come back in a game, I'm still going to go with the Patriots here.
Buffalo at the dump in Landover. Bills laying 6.
In the rain in Landover. You know what? I like the Bills in this game. I really do. I really do. And they're going to get their offense going. The Washington's had a very easy schedule so far. I like the Bills in this game.
Wow. Carolina at Seattle with Andy Dalton in charge. It's Seattle minus 5.5 at Lumen with the 12th man.
And by the way, Seattle's two out of their top 3 corners are out. I'm going to pick the Carolina Panthers to cover this number in a small upset here.
Wow. And Dallas, you think they'll cover the 12.5 at Zona in the desert?
I do, because the problem that the Cardinals are going to have here is their inability to score. I give them all the credit in the world. I see the Cowboys covering that number.
And the Chiefs, 12.5, they're laying to the Bears at Arrowhead.
Blowout city, all sorts of turmoil with the Bears. The Bears' defensive line cannot get to the passer, the worst pass rusher of the National Football League.
The Steelers and Raiders, Sunday night in Sin City.
Ooh, I like your Steelers to play a little bit better. Their offense is going to be better. They're going to win this game.
Wow. So you're taking the Steelers to win outright. They're getting 2.5 as the road dog.
I like them. They're the better football team. They're going to prove that in this game.
So Monday, we got another doubleheader. I am clamoring for doubleheaders every Monday night, every year, every week.
No,
I think that, they should do it every single week of the entire season. Adam, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy college football tomorrow. Enjoy the storms in Philadelphia. We're going to have plenty here in New York. Enjoy the crappy weather. I'll see you Monday for Coast to Coast.
You got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Perella finish time. The flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, will decide at the end of the year about retirement. He'll retire at the end of the year with his three Stanley Cups. Sens Sail is approved by the league in Ottawa. There you go. Everyone's excited. TNT signs the Great One, Gretzky, Lundqvist, Bissonnette, and Carter all to multi-year extensions on the network. Spida Mitchell not expected to sign an extension with the Cavs in 23. Not eligible for free agency till 25. Here's an idea. Don't lose him, Cleveland. Honestly, you've screwed everything else up. Eight Rikers detainees slashed while shackled to restraint desks. They still got cut up. Amazon driver in serious condition after a highly venomous rattlesnake bite. Can you imagine rolling up to the door to drop off a box and having a rattlesnake snap out at you? Woman names her son Methamphetamine Rules, prompting a government response. Gee, I wonder if she was high at the time she named her kid Methamphetamine Rules. Say that 30 times on a bottle of Belvedere. Jordan Spieth and his wife welcome their second baby. Everyone's so excited. Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake open a sports bar in New York City with golf simulators and bowling alleys. They already have that on the West Side. They already have that down there on the West Side, right? Thanks so much. Over 12,000 pounds of cocaine worth $160 million offloaded by the Coast Guard in Miami. Where is Miami Vice when you need Don Johnson? Colorado Moose charged a woman, headbutted her, and then stomped her on the ground while she was walking her dog. That'll teach her. A British tourist falls 300 feet to his death from an Austrian mountain ladder. An indictment alleges a mass shooting threat at the Stanley Cup Game 5 in Vegas. Some guy said he was going to kill everyone at the game. Haven't we had enough of that in Vegas? GTD is next. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com because I'm raking cash on football over here. I'll see you tomorrow in-game live at 12, Sunday at 1. Check out. Ooh.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.